Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, April 14th, 2015 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Orlando, Florida. April 15 is the deadline to file taxes in the US. Today I saw a marked increase of scam emails, spam, and also malware that claimed to include attachments like rejected tax returns. So be a little bit on the lookout for that, and probably can't hurt to remind users of these scams. And Ruby fixed a problem in its implementation of SSL when it came to verifying wildcard certificates. Typically, wildcard certificates are used to certify multiple host names under a particular domain, so something like asterisk.domain.com. However, in Ruby, it was possible to have the wildcard anywhere. So, for example, it was allowed to have something like www.asterisk, which then would result in a validation for any hosting starting with www. Now, you would still have to obtain a valid certificate for this particular wildcard, but as of the latest release of Ruby, this bug has been fixed and wildcard certificates should be validated correctly now. Similar problem actually also was found in Python a while ago. And a number of security companies cooperated with Interpol to take down yet another botnet. This time it's the Simda botnet. Now, looks like a pretty simple botnet overall, actually. It mostly made money by changing the host file on infected systems, and with that redirecting users to adware and the like. One little twist here, Simda was a pay-per-install botnet, so whoever was behind Simda did actually not do the install and the actual infection themselves. Instead, they paid other groups to infect systems with this botnet. There were an estimated 770,000 PCs worldwide infected with this system. The takedown, as usual, did focus on the command and control infrastructure for this particular botnet. Now, the initial infection typically happened via infected legitimate websites that then redirected users to exploit kits. Of course, infected machines will remain infected with this bot. If you are worried if anybody in your network is infected, Kaspersky set up a check website, checkip.kaspersky.com, that can be used to check if your IP is in the list of Simda infected IP addresses. And just like so many low-cost hosting providers before it, Amazon's web service is becoming one of the big sources of compromised machines that are then being used for anything from denial of service attack to hosting command control servers or being directly involved in breaches. The head of global security at Amazon's web services now acknowledged the problem and in part is holding the users who set up these virtual machines responsible for not sufficiently patching these systems. Just like in any sort of colocation environment, if the user is managing their own machine, there is only so much that the hosting provider can do to protect users from themselves. Well, and that's it for today. Don't forget, it's Patch Tuesday, and talk to you again tomorrow.